Number 12.
Describe very beautifully. If I would have given more time to them, they would have spoken much more things. But I am ringing the bell again and again. I am stopping them. They can speak so many things. And there is so many things to be discussed further. But in brief, you must understand that Krishna is Paratattva and is the possessor of all potencies. Radhaji is Purna Shakti. Our main aim is Prem. What kind of Prem?
Radhika ji ka prati Krishna ka prem.
That prem what Radhika has for Krishna,
na Krishna ka Radha ji
or what Krishna has prem for Radhika. If you weigh both of them, balance both of them, then you will understand that Radharani's prem is much higher than compared to Krishna's prem for her. Without Krishna's desire, a leaf cannot move. That is why whatever is happening, whatever we are seeing in this world, that is by the desire of Krishna. But there is one consideration in this also. Without Radhaji, Krishna cannot do anything. Whatever he is doing, it is his desire, yes.
But
the Shakti, the potency is only fulfilling this. That is why, from one point of view, Krishna is Paratattva, Supreme Personality of Godhead, but has limitations. And on the other hand, Shakti's pinnacle is Radhaji. Radhaji's prem is the topmost. That is correct. But for the Jivas, it is not attainable for them. Even so much so that Radhika's bhava, what to speak about Radhaji's bhava, Lalita, Vishakha, etc., their expansions, their moods also, Jivas cannot get. What can they get? Their Nitya Dasi, the servants, the Manjaris, their moods, their emotions, a Jeev can get. This is the qualification of Jiva. And also, Krishna is Paratattva, Supreme Personality of Godhead.
But
Prabodhanand Saraswati, what does he say about him? He says these words. Through Krishna's hands, Krishna's flute falls from Krishna's hands, the peacock feather also falls down. By the side long glance, he forgets everything. By her side long glance, he forgets everything. That let us get her service of that Ras Mai Seva. Why we are not speaking about Krishna's service? There is a reason that we need Prem. Service. Seva. Whose? Krishna's. This is our highest goal. But how can this be achieved? Without Radhika Ji's mercy, it is not possible. That is why there are also said, it is also said, we do not desire Krishna's service. What to speak about Radha Ji? The servants of Radhika Ji, they are standing at the doors of the Kunj. They say to Krishna, return back. Our Sakhi's darshan you can't have.
And
he is falling down at their feet again and again. Who? That Bhagavan. Who is he is the pinnacle of Bhagavata, the possessor of all potencies, full of all opulences, and he is falling down at those gopis' feet. सत राधिका जी कुंज
झाड़ू देने वाली एक सलाका
वी बिकम वन स्टिक इन द ब्रूम ऑफ दैट व्हिच इज क्लीनिंग दीज कुंज आवर लाइफ इज सक्सेसफुल एंड ऑल्सो वन मोर पॉइंट
कृष्ण को देखकर
सीइंग कृष्ण
या कृष्ण के विरह में
और सेपरेशन ऑफ कृष्ण
राधा जी की कैसी दशा हो
व्हाट इज द कंडीशन ऑफ राधा जी
The
all ecstatic symptoms, these are visible in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown in his life somewhat. Krishna himself has shown, taking Radha Ji's words. Radha Ji Pranayamaha, whatever these words I have said, for what? What is the aim of this, saying these words? Krishna's desire is not fulfilled. It's correct. He had three desires, were not fulfilled. To fulfill those desires, he came. Means, to show the pinnacle of Krishna, Radhika Ji's love, he came. If Mahaprabhu had not come, Krishna had not come, taking Radha Ji's mood. What is the glories of Krishna? Nobody would have understood. Who has sweetness, madhurya? Who is tasting this? Radha Ji. Radha Ji is tasting this. Krishna's.
So,
who is more glorious? It is Krishna. That is why if you consider,
when
you see from the point of Bhagavata, Krishna is superior. And when we consider the point of view of Prem, Radha Ji is superior. Much, much superior. But both of them are one. They are not separate. They are one in soul. One. Only for the sake of tasting. Who will taste? Krishna will taste.
And
Radha Ji will taste. The possessor of the potencies and the potency herself will taste, both of them. And tasting, who is superior? Very difficult to say in tasting. It is heard that in separation of Radhika Ji, he even loses his very complexion. Krishna himself doesn't remain Krishna. He became Radha Ji. Meditating on her. And Radha Ji, and very astonishing her emotions, her moods. That is why both are one. For the tasting sake of tasting of Ras, Krishna is Radhika Ji, Radhika Ji is Krishna. Saying this much, both we pray for both their mercy. All of you also must today. May Radha and Krishna be merciful on both all of us, that if one drop of their prem, maybe an atomic atom of that drop, if it we can understand, it is very difficult to attain, but if we can understand, our life will be successful.
Even though there are so many speakers who can speak so much, and even though so much has been said, there is so much more that could be said, but time is limited. Therefore, Gurudev said he is giving me essence. Therefore, if we look according to Tattva Vichar, then Sri Krishna, he is Paratattva, the absolute truth. He is Sarva Shaktiman, possessor of unlimited powers and potencies. And what is our prem? What is our prayojan? What is our ultimate goal? Prem is our prayojan. But which type of prema? The prema that Krishna has towards Srimati Radhika, or the prema that Srimati Radhika has towards Sri Krishna? Which is our goal? If we look in a neutral way, then we can say Sri Radharani's prem towards Krishna is much greater. If we look in this world, then we see that even though everything is going on by the desire of the Supreme Lord, still Without his potency, he cannot even turn over a leaf. Therefore, Srimati Radhika, she is that very potency of Sri Krishna. And it is that potency which enables Krishna to fulfill his desires. Therefore, Sri Krishna is the absolute truth. There is nothing superior to him. He is the last limit of Bhagavad Tattva. And in the same way, Srimati Radhika, she is also the last limit of Shakti Tattva or Energy Tattva. Therefore, Srimati Radhika's prayer is the topmost. But the prayer in the heart of Srimati Radhika is impossible for the jiva. The jiva has no qualification for that. What to speak of Srimati Radhika, the jiva cannot even possess the prayer of Radhika's kaivya like Sri Lalita and Sri Visakha. Then what is available for the jiva? The jiva has the qualification to perform the servitorship of Srimati Radhika, Kinkari Bhav, and not more. Therefore, Sri Krishna is the power. Sri Krishna is the absolute truth. But seeing Srimati Radhika, what happens? Vengu kara nivadam skalatam skalatam sikandim brastam chapita vasanam rajarari sunam yasyaka taksasar vimuchitasya kankaja eva siddha janmane janmanisya. Srimati Radhika is so influential that Sri Krishna, he puts his flute at her feet. He puts his peacock feather at the feet of Srimati Radhika. And her sidelong glance is so powerful. Yasya katakshasa vimuchitasya. Her glance is like thousands of arrows which pierce Krishna and cause him to become unconscious. Therefore, Sri Prabhadananda Saraswati Thakur says, Kankaya eva, is there any chance that in birth after birth I may be her maidservant? Therefore, we see that Sri Prabhadananda Saraswati Thakur, he does not directly pray to achieve the service of Sri Krishna. Why? What is the reason for this? Because we want prema. And who is the object of that prema? Only Sri Krishna is the object of that prema. We desire to perform service. Who is the enjoyer of that service? It is only Sri Krishna. But if we look, we can understand how will we achieve that prema? Without the mercy of Srimati Radhika, that prema is impossible to achieve. Therefore, Sri Prabhadananda Pada said, Yad kinkari subhahosa o kalukakavani nityam parasya purusasya sikanda moli. Yes, therefore, what to speak of the glories of Srimati Radhika? Just see the glories of Radhika's maidservants. When Krishna tries to enter into Srimati Radhika's grove, then her maidservant said, go back, go back. There is no darshan of Srimati Radhika for you. And Krishna is falling at the feet of those maidservants. Therefore, even though he is the topmost limit of Bhagavad Tattva, still he himself falls at the feet of the maidservants of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, Sri Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is praying, if I can take birth as one stick, by with the maidservant sweep the kunja of Srimati Radhika, my life is successful. Therefore, Srimati Radhika, her condition is most astonishing when she sees Krishna. What to speak of her separation from Krishna? In separation from Krishna, she manifests the astasattvic, the eightfold ecstatic symptoms in their topmost fully blazing condition. This was all manifest in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, the glories of Srimati Radhika have been given as we call the appearance of Sachinandana Gaura Hari, Sirada Pranyamani Ma Kirisovamadiya, Sokyam Chasya Madanubhavata, etc. But really, if we look very closely in this verse, the three causes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance in this world, if you look very carefully, this is a very wonderful point, I never thought before. If Mahaprabhu had not come and manifest this, then how would we know Krishna's greatness? No? Guruji has said like that, no? If Mahaprabhu had not come in this world and manifested the mood of Radharani, then how would anyone understand how great is Krishna? Because she is tasting Krishna, describing Krishna's sweetness in this world. Therefore, Mahaprabhu had not come, no one would know the sweetness of Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna. Because she fully tastes Sri Krishna, she can explain Krishna's sweetness in this world. Therefore, we look according to the drishti, the vision of Bhagavad Tattva, Krishna is the topmost. But if you look according to at the angulation of prema, then Srimati Radhika is the topmost. Therefore, both are one, ekatmanaha. There is no difference between them. Therefore, Gurudev said it is very difficult to understand who tastes more. Because Sri Krishna tastes and Srimati Radhika tastes. Both taste, they are both doing rasa swanam. The Guru said, but if you think carefully, then Radhika Tanavesana Yasakanti Vilopita. Sri Krishna tasting Radhika, he changed his complexion. Therefore, how much Krishna is tasting is very difficult to compare. Therefore, finally, Krishna is Radhika, Radhika is Krishna. Guru said, if this birth, even one drop of that understanding can come in our life, then we are most fortunate. What does make a complete testimony?
कुछ कीर्तन करेंगे किंतु बंगला में
इल्लू संकीर्तन बंगाल में
आप लोग
all of you
श्रवण करें
you listen this kirtan in Bengali
agar jaane kirtan ke liye late ho to na nikalna